Wird nicht alles drauf da, was man rasch. Israach, ik kan rosh zijn, Israach met een schrik, met een kaas, ik heb een wabel roeg, ik bedoel de shalom. Als je hebt het de joodse bij je hava. So, the question, what's the hemshah? So, Rebchaz Kosarna in his iyunim, suggests a pshat, he says that sometimes the problem which a person has, that the kaas, or the schrik, it doesn't lose it totally. It's a mashu. It says that that mashu that you're going to lose is enough that you're not going to be able to be over the yotzer be'ahava. You lose your focus. If that's what you're going to lose, it's also be misrachim from that. So the Rashi makabel now, yisrachim in a stokim in a kas, akrekach, that he won't be able to be over the yotzer tomid be'ahava. The akrekach, that was the Rashi's concern. That if a person wants to be over the Kadosh Baruch Hu tomid, the yotzer tomid be'ahava, that little bit of kas and that little bit of skoik, kimavavo daitzer. That's what he suggests, the pshat in the Rashi. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his orders on the Orchis Chaim. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, obviously his mylas is Bekiyas, so he finds a medrash Oisius de Bekiyas. So he quotes over here, Kol mitzvah shiyasa adam ba'olam hazeh v'lo yasa be'ava v'yira el makal b'schar me'osin mitzvah. Zeh shteit an Oisius de Bekiyas. So he suggests in the parentheses over here, it doesn't mean you're not mekabel schar b'chlal, because Baruch Hu mekabel schar kol berya. It means you're not mekabel schar m'sholim. There's a Gemara says that. The Rambam says that that you always start with Shlo Lishma, you can't skip the step of Shlo Lishma. Desta writes, says that a lot of the problems in the world of chinuch come because people try and skip the step of Shlo Lishma. Actually, that Rambam, the fullness of the Rambam is a little bit scary even. It says you start with a child, and you learn with him Shlo Lishma, and eventually, he says, when he matures, he'll be able to reach Madrega Lishma. When he's 60 or 70, he says. Okay. That's I don't know. That's it was an indictment. What is it exactly? Was it more 60 or 70? The halavai says, first you step by step by step. The Mor says that you want to reach the world of Olam Haba. You want to reach the world. You connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If your goal is connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If your goal is yourself. So you can't. It's a mitzvah. It has the mile of a mitzvah. It's the kayach of a mitzvah. It's the kadosh of a mitzvah. But schar and olam haba. What's your chance of olam haba? You want to reach all the way up there. If that's you're not shaykh to that world. If your focus is yourself, the goal of olam haba is chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this person has said that his goal is chibur to himself. Because I like the cover, I like the whatever it is, the motivation that it is. The Gemara puts it very. Shlomo wants to come out of the gazah because it's the hechatips to get this somewhere. And I could argue to Kadosh Baruch Hu that my real goal is lishma. My real goal is you. But I recognize that I have yitzharas and I have problems. So I need the things to remove the. Like the Rambam says, you're kaifa until the real rotzen of the person comes out. But tzinilas is rusanacha. So that taka. So at the end of the day, there is an expression of the lishma there. My expression is really is ava, really is yira, really is a kodesh baruch. But if I taka blind by the motivation, that's all I blind by. So it's a gatenisht. Maybe that's what the Oisus de Rekiva means. The person that well yasa ba'ava b'yira. At the end of the day, there's a deep underlying goal. Our real goal is why do the lishma. I really would like to do lishma. So we could do the shalishma as the Rambam says that you're kaifa to get to the true rotzen of the person should come out. That Rambam, when he says that svara, that it's a gemara really, but the Rambam, when he touches it up, he says we're talking about a person who was bad, some person who was right said to do the correct thing. That's Rambam's lashon. You take a mummer who couldn't care less and you beat him up, it doesn't work. The Pasha is the reading of the Rambam. I'm not discussing the halacha l'maisa, that's a very scary, you know. Kevin is actually a right side knee, means because there's a real rutzen inside. The Rambam doesn't say, well, because we know that there's a pitzel, yeah, da, da, da. The Rambam says that the lush of the Rambam is a person who wants to do the right thing, but he has a problem. Kevin is actually a right side knee. So that's what he's saying, that there's this nakuda, is that there's a deep rotzen, be'etzem deep rotzen of Ava, to be mischaber to Kodesh Baruch, but that's what Ava is. Ava is the act of chibur. I have problems, I have challenges, so maybe you just want to first end the thought process, you put Reb Chatzal Sarner back into that point. Right? So maintain that connection to that rotzen, that deep rotzen which is inside of us. That taka is an important thing. So that's where the bilbul comes in. You know, we get, you know, the you need taka focus for that. You need taka to really. So why am I doing this? You know, what's the point?
If a person does something because they want to be mechuber to Hashem, but so you would say that that's the Shema?
That's the Shema.
So this person is not doing it als Abdus, he's doing it because he wants to be Mechuber Tashem.
You mean
that's already the Shema?
Okay, it's a fair question. You know, then my goal is myself. I'm still back to square one, the goal is myself. And it's a fair question because we, on the one hand, we know Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole Bria because he wants to make it to us. That's his Kavana. Great, it's all about me, you know. So because you made this, I want to be Mistama to you. So make it all about me. That doesn't make any sense, right? But if a person, I would, when you talk about the Nekud of Av, right, to be Mistama to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which I understand that that's the Nekud of, the person feels that special connection that he wants to have to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the goal isn't, he recognizes the type which is there, that recognition, the source of the Ava is the recognition of the type which is there. That's part of the goal. Part of the goal is to recognize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was the source of everything. I said this over once over here. It chaps the Nakura a little bit like this. It's in conjunction with a story, a background of a story. When I was a Bacher in Tells, there was a Bacher came to Yeshiva from Sydney, Australia, came to Tells, which the main Sieber of the Yeshiva said from Yidden was in Melbourne, but he came from Sydney. His parents were survivors. They both had lost their first family in the war, and they met each other after the war, and they had one child, Ben Yochid. So, you know, they're survivors. Ben Yochid and they wanted to learn that there wasn't a high-level yeshiva in those days in Melbourne, in Australia. There wasn't any high-level yeshiva. The Babas had a yeshiva, but there wasn't really too much there. This is when the curl was, before the Melbourne curl started. So they sent them away to yeshiva. I can't make a picture of the Messiah's never of a mother sending away her son to Cleveland, Ohio from Melbourne, Australia. But they had no money. So he didn't go home for 4 years. 4 years he didn't go home. 4 years he didn't see his mother. His mother didn't see her son. And these are the days, you remember, you know, we're old enough to remember. Those are the days when it was $3 plus per minute for a phone call to Australia, you know. Right? So he called home, I think three times a year. Before Yom Tov, he called home. And this time he sent letters back and forth. His father came once. His father came one time for a visit to yeshiva. He came to America for business purposes. So he stopped by yeshiva. He spent the Shabbos in yeshiva. Mother hadn't seen her son for 4 years. He's going home for Pesach. It's 4 years. So his mother made a, you know, Suda Shlomo Meshaita doesn't describe that Suda. You understand? Like, that she made for every single favorite thing that his son could have ever dreamt of, you know, she made that meal. Right? So he sits down to this gorgeous meal, right? This gorgeous, phenomenal meal. He sits down to this gorgeous, phenomenal meal. He takes a bite out of this piece of, you know, I don't know, fanciest steak you could think of. If all he could think of is a steak, he missed it. There's the mother's love in every single piece of steak, every real piece of whatever it was her mother's love. That's what you're supposed to feel, right? That's what he felt. You know, when we go through the Bria, you know, it's when you feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love to ourselves, there's a reciprocity. The way we miskaber, because you feel that chibur of the reciprocity. I feel the person's love. Yes, I. So his natural instinct is to want to be to love back. So that's what I mean when I say the goal is the chibur. By the way, just as an aside, when people ask me what's the Torah's hashkafa about eating, that's the answer that I give them. You know, it's not that, you know, we you know, in the yeshiva world we're brought up that eating is like, you know, it's like, you know, it's just echatimsa for the yetzahara to be overcome it, and the real goal is asceticism, you know, right, which is precious.
Did you say he felt like that?
No, I'm imagining. I never discussed it with him after. You know, it wasn't my type of place to discuss that type of story with him. You should eat an apple and feel the same way. That's what you should feel. You feel you need an apple. You feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. I mean, that's how you're supposed to eat an apple, right? It's, you know, my Telzer kite coming out, but you know, Rashiva was a very, very emotional person. Gift is a very emotional person. Rashiva Khan was also an emotional person. They had a strong element of, you know, with all the Telzer Seder, etc., they had a very strong element of emotion. You know, so we're used to the, you know, the, I think somewhere along the way, our Taradika apple was Ravinder Miller, you know. Like, you know, you see the crunchiness and you see the red and you see the seeds and you see, you know, we Rashiv one time took an apple and says, "Don't you see the beauty of an apple? Like, you know, I don't need to give you all the science to see it being this ball from an apple." You know, the science is like, it's, you know, by him it was like, I think, the icing on the cake. Don't you see the beauty of an apple? Don't you see the beauty of the Bria? Like, Revson told us that when Rashiva came back from he was in Telstone. I'm still not a husband or a gifter, but came back from Telstone. So we were choosing with the Rebbe one time. So she says, you know, that Rashiva and her took a walk every single day that they were in Telstone. They were there for 2 years. Says that every single day that they were there, the Rashiva burst out crying from his spirals of the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Says, and she went out of her mind that a person can be spoiled from the beauty of Eretz Yisrael for 2 years straight, it's, you know, 700 plus days in a row. Each time they burst out crying from it. You know, it's a different, you know, the world of Av is the world of that ragish. The world, you know, where you push it in your margish. So if you're margish, you miss ragish. The rush for Zayshal Yoniach Dover Lasses Me Inyan Zayshat Takana. So Shaz, what does he mean? So there's a gorgeous word from Rabbi Yaakov's itself. You know, you need Rabbi Yaakov to say, and actually, eventually, they printed a some rush with Rabbi Yaakov's horrors and etc. But in my version, they have in the back, they have a foot. This is Rabbi Yaman Zilber's edition from, I don't know what year anyone is. In the back, they have, he says, the horror that he heard from the son in law of Rabbi Glupkin Shlita. Rabbi Glupkin is one of the Moshkechim tells. He's well into his 90s, kind of horror. So his son-in-law told him that he heard something from Rabbi Yaakov Pshat. Now eventually it was printed. But, you know, my days, that's where I knew it from, that piece from Yisrael Schneider. Yisrael Schneider told over, he heard from Rabbi Yaakov that if you look at the cheshbon over here, starting from going further, it's an alphabetical order. The Ois Chafei is Lehoib with an Aleph, and then Yitoyach is Chavav, and then the Mimarchik Gaiva is Chavzayan, Midrash Echotirchak, Hosir. It just goes in order alphabetically, Kumba Sei, and then it goes off, to be things which you would Loisa say. So what was until now? Until now was, this was a personal set of Kabbalahs that the Rosh made. It wasn't like he was writing like a Savoy. It was a personal. So Shulaniyach Nevertheless, was that what he'd written up until now was his personal list of Kabbalahs. And now he starts over again with the second time and the third time. That's what Yaakov suggested to Pshat. So if you look at the Russian Shiyavit Tommy the Yotzer Be'ava, like that's his, you know, that's his sign off. Colonel Yaakov, that's gonna be the sign off. The sign off is Shiyavit Tommy the Yotzer Be'ava, that every mitzvah that you do, there should be the rechimu, the rechimu, that should be the rechimu. I just want to maybe end off with there's a fascinating Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that, which, to think about it, that the Rambam learns the mitzvah loved b'chol levavchem. The Rambam says that it's referring to tefillah. The Ramban disagrees and says that it's not referring to tefillah. Loved b'chol levavchem is not referring to tefillah. That which we daven is a din d'rabbanan. The Raisa is daven, but a sara. So what's all of the loved b'chol levavchem mean? What is the taich of the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. You say loved b'chol levavchem. What does it mean? It says it means when you do mitzvahs, you should do them with your lev. Says we have this machloikas mitzvah shirchas kavanah mitzvah zayin shirchas kavanah. That's a machloikas in whether you yotze dinei mitzvah as mitzvah shirchas kavanah. But according to Ramban, every time you do a mitzvah without kavanah, you're about the mitzvah say the raisa of love to b'chol levavcha. That's what the Ramban is saying. Like every time you do any mitzvah that you do, all of your avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, every mitzvah that you do is an avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It should be done with lev. It should be done with your heart focused on what you're doing and thinking about what you're doing and feeling that connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your lev should be in it. It should be, you should have that hargashas halev, that feeling of I'm doing a mitzvah to Kodesh, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful thing to do a mitzvah with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the mandamol is mitzvah zayin shirchas kavanah means hold mitzvah dinei mitzvah mitzvah kiyum the mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is. If you don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, you still yotze the mitzvah, but you're mavat the mitzvah say the raisa love them chol avavchem. So the rosh says shiavet tamid l'yotze be'ahava, but all of your avoda is be'ahava. Right? You know you should have ahava. There's a mitzvah of ahavas Hashem. That's one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which is a mitzvah to medius. There's a second thing, the rest of saying that your avodas Hashem should be with Av. Your avodas Hashem should be an expression of my love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. First, I love you, and if I would like to be oivid you. So I'm being oivid mi ahava. That's what, you know, I think that's that's what the Ramban says to me. You know, the chol avavcha means that obviously it's impossible without a person being, you know, you can't put on tefillin. Okay, tefillin's not a good example, because anyway, it could be mitzvah kavanas ma'akev, I'm saying, but, right, and since it's also could be kavanas ma'akev, right, but a person does staka. A person, you know, we do staka. It's an opportunity to express a person's rutzin in the bria. Like, isn't that a beautiful thing? That should be our argosha. Okay.